We should get going because I'm going to use the Daisy Scroll today. I'm not actually going to use the Daisy Scroll. I just say that to piss off all the people that are like, Daisy Scroll, Daisy Scroll.
You admitted that it
exists.
They're
going to listen all the way to the end and just be like,
though. We're going to be ready. So
someday, if you ever use it, please warn me ahead of time so I can at least come up with something funny.
And remember, okay. I'm quitting the podcast.
You just always be ready, Thrifty. Why don't you just know right now?
Because I've gone back and forth on whether I want Tim on the podcast anymore or not.
I'll quit.
Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Paul DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, guys. Great to be here. My feet hurt weirdly, and I think my tablet broke.
Mike Bachman.
Hey, guys. I'm Mike Bachman. Something you didn't know about me is that I love Lunchables. Like, it's really weird. Like, it's something that I should have grown out of.
Do they still sell them?
They still sell them. Well, okay. I've got... These aren't Lunchables, but these are Cracker Crunchers. And this is the offer.
Hey. Wait, actually... Cracker Crunchers, get in contact with us. Let us know.
Yeah, Cracker Crunchers.
Our brand is on your brand.
We need an official podcast, right?
It's because they come with these, like, it's... You can get the Lunchables, but these come with the Butterfinger Minis.
Is that literally the only difference?
That's literally the only difference. And it's a different kind of cracker, which I think is a little bit more palatable.
For sure.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Cheek.
I'm quitting the podcast. I'm leaving forever. I'm moving to another country, and I'm never talking to any of you again.
Whatever.
Mike Bachman, I don't think I knew that you liked Lunchables, but I think if somebody were like, does Mike Bachman like Lunchables, I'd be like,
yes. 100% yes.
That's a little one. Call me fat. Call me fat. Is that what that is?
I believe it was, well, it's more like fat and immature.
Oh. More like a kind of
lazy.
A third grader.
No, don't tell me you don't like your turkey ground up into a slop and then solidified into little
things. I want my turkey to be gelatinous. Like
that. Yeah, whenever I eat a meat that's not just shining, if I can't see myself in the meats I yum-yum on, it's not for me.
If there's not a weird, like, oily rainbow slick on top of my meats, I'm not into it.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
In Chrono Trigger, all the best weapons say rainbow in front of it, so rainbow turkey's gotta be the best
delicious.
Kind of turkey.
That's true.
Super radioactive, but
if
it tastes great.
If my turkey doesn't look like a road after a summer mist, not for me.
So now you know what turkey to send us, everyone. Just mail us turkey.
I don't like turkey. I like bologna.
Yeah.
We need to get a P.O. box so people can mail us turkey.
I'm gonna put one piece of turkey out of this Lunchable into an envelope and I'm gonna mail it to you guys.
New contest.
It's gonna say care of lunch.
Oh boy.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
Do you just wanna just get into the D&D?
I love D&D.
Are we gonna
do it?
I feel like President Obama, you know, he just gave the State of the Union address. Are we going to give this, like, the State of the Podcast address?
We're quitting the podcast.
Tell people what's up.
Yeah,
you know, we can do that by rolling a d20.
Yeah.
Each of us.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Lucky 20. I know.
I rolled a 17, but I'm going to lie and say I got a 9.
That's good.
I got a 16.
Jennifer, I too got a 16.
What? We were so close.
Oh, man.
Because we're married.
Aww.
You guys got to roll off because I just got a 9.
That's where they just got a 9. Cool. All right. Let's go.
Okay.
Roll off.
Woo! I got a 9.
I got a 20.
Oh, so you get to, oh, Tim, so congratulations.
Tim, you critted. That means you get to do the next one, too.
Yeah, you get to do two in a row. Well,
I have rules. What is happening? What are we doing?
You're explaining what happened last week.
Oh, the state.
What happened last week on the Drunks and Dragons podcast, episode 64?
Last time on Drunks and Dragons. So we are fighting some demons all up in House Vidalis, and
they're just like pouring out of the bridge. Just
pouring out demons.
Man,
they are flying everywhere, biting the necks off griffins.
It was a hellscape.
It was not for me.
No.
And based on the last two episodes, we were locked into a bitter struggle with a couple demons that were defending the Brazier of Worlds. And Harper made it inert so that a giant demon didn't come out. And then we killed the demons and, you know, just kind of chilled.
Yeah.
We didn't really do much afterwards.
Yeah, it was just a lot of demon killing. But yeah. We know there's still chaos outside.
I mean, mostly we're, oddly enough, back in time. And... we don't know what's going on.
You guys are in the distant past.
Distant past. Yeah. Like 300 years ago or so.
Yeah, 300 years.
Amongst Tom the Dragonborn's ancestors.
Exactly.
His own self that's dead now.
We killed his people. We killed him, I guess. Yeah,
but not all the Toms are dead, just the one.
Just the one.
I'm kind of confused because in the book it said that we failed. And also said like something about an unlikely three.
That's us.
Right, but didn't we have...
But we fixed it.
Or we didn't.
Did we?
Or we didn't.
We haven't checked the book yet.
Oh, wait, it got burnt.
Oh, yeah, your other Tom
cut in half.
Cut
by blood drinker.
Yeah, ruined it.
So we don't know.
That douche.
And it was covering blood.
Yeah. So we can't read it. We can't check.
The blood
check.
Drinker actually, I think what happened, I think I said this before too, and it was more bullshit the first time I said it, but now I'm going with it. I think blood drinker... tried to drink the ink out of the book.
It's funny.
It makes sense.
That's a good one.
It was like fake blood, though.
It's pen blood. I probably said that last time, too.
It's sort of like in Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, that diary.
Bro, let's not talk about fucking itself. Harry Potter. That's nerd shit. Fuck that, bro.
That's our. We do that in the other podcast.
Yeah, that's the wrong podcast for that joke.
This is this one we play D&D, so there's really no chance.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Cast of Thrones goof?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a Cast of Thrones gift. You
like
gotta keep that.
One. That's like a really old one.
TM Cast of Thrones.
I hope no one calls me the C word now.
We'll still talk about that incident.
So we did
so
that.
You guys...
We're all standing there with our theoretical dicks in our hands.
Ugh.
Like, well,
right.
Not me.
You guys are just. So the demons are dead. The brazier is closed and inert. Our favorite word.
Mm-hmm.
And
you said the word!
I think I kind of like, you know, still breathing heavy from the heat of battle, kind of turn and look up from my sword and look over at Harper and say, what was that thing?
This thing? He pulls out the gear with the star.
Yeah, dude.
Someone gave it to me. It's got it. Don't worry about it, all right?
Well, I was only vaguely interested before, but now I'm suspicious.
Who's someone?
I'll explain later.
It's your girlfriend?
Yeah, my girlfriend gave it to me. Don't bring Sheila into this. Oh. No.
Was it your mom? Did your mom pack it in your lunch?
Don't fucking talk about my mother. Listen.
Oh.
With your Lunchable.
Let's just say
that. I packed your Lunchable in your magic gear.
I dig through my bag of holding and I pull out of Lunchables. These Crunchables are great.
Crunchers, bro. TM.
What are they called?
Cracker Crunchers. Every time we say the word, we get 10 cents. Yeah.
Cracker Crunchers.
We have to divide it among four of those. That's not a lot. 2.25 cents.
Crackers Crunchers. Successful DC against hunger.
Maybe you have to go live in the garbage now.
Okay, go down.
Tim just slid on the ground on the chair for those of you listening at home. Oh, he fell.
My head. I can't see the color blue anymore.
He broke his skull.
Owie.
So anyway.
Someone that has a interest in magical antiquities maybe thought I would have needed that.
Well, really lucky, because otherwise we would have been overrun by demons here. More so than
How did you know you could use it right now?
Why a sudden interest in the arcane arts?
Because
Thomas?
Because it completely 100% saved our shit. Like, if we didn't have that, we would be overrun by demons and dead. And
we could have killed the demons.
Well, how many demons could we have killed? Have you even seen the Avengers? You gotta close the portal.
I could probably kill a lot of demons. I'm very
sure. I have seen the Avengers. I enjoyed it.
Aludra also enjoyed the Avengers. She's very interested in
Loki's
character.
Let's just get this Brazier of Worlds and bring it back to Finnegan, and then we'll figure everything out.
Yeah.
Once we get back to the future...
Yeah.
How are we gonna do that?
Who's gonna?
You got another magical? You got a magical conch shell in your pocket that you can pull out? Is it gonna take us back to the future?
No.
What about the monkey? Maybe the monkey will know.
Just then, the door bursts open, and through the door comes Roz and Bucky,
yay,
and Daisy, and Apu.
What's that? Oh, guys. Happening? Are you guys okay? Like, were you hurt? Did you guys see anything?
Did all the other demons die? We only killed 4 demons, and we saw like 50.
Some are like they were like really powerful demons, though. Don't like.
I had to kill like 12 just to get in here.
Roz, why are you not here with us?
They were minions.
Probably. Good point.
No, these are not minions. No,
Roz is super. I don't know if you guys forgot, but Roz is really powerful.
Roz, you want to be in our party?
Roz, you want to? What adventure and shit? Or what's the?
I told you I can't.
We have a raid on Friday at 7:30.
We expect you there.
We're going to clear all of the ancient stone halls, so if you want to... We got on farm, but we could always need some more bracers. You need those bracers.
Yeah. I don't understand your reference.
Burst DPS. Okay, moving on.
Roz, so everything's safe outdoors? What's going on? What's happening?
I feel like I heard a lot going on.
No, it's totally overrun. There are still demons, and most of the guards are dead. I think all of them.
All the Toms?
Actually, I think, there's a lot of dead Toms out there.
Oh, no.
There's like piles.
Roz, think very carefully. What of the griffins?
I don't know. I didn't go to the stables. But, well, I mean... They wouldn't let poor Daisy into the stables because she has no wings.
Oh,
what?
Racist!
Donkey! Where
donkey
are we
racist?
Right
now? You guys are inside of the main building of the house by Dallas.
Guys, I think what we need to do is ransack the hell out of this place, steal dope ass weapons.
Well, there's demons. I mean, I guess it's safer in here than outside.
She said they're dead.
Oh, it's. Thrifty, there should
no,
be.
No, there's
sort of...
still de- there's totally still demons.
She did not say they were dead. She said the Toms were dead. The guards.
Okay, I thought
lots
that's...
of demons still outside.
That's an acceptable casualty.
Thrifty. I mean, I killed a bunch, but there's still a few.
And they were like pouring out of the portal.
Well, we have to let House of Vidalis fall.
How did you stop the portal?
Ask Harper.
Yeah, Harper, how did you stop the portal?
I rolled my eyes. I used this thing. I'll explain later. Listen, let's just get back to...
Shit, where'd you get that from?
Let's just get back to Finnegan, and all will be explained.
Thrifty, since I have Tom Vidalis' memories, I should know where all the dope-ass shit in this castle is. Correct?
Right.
Yeah, you know where the dope-ass shit is.
Where's the gold?
Okay, so I want to go to the dope-ass shit.
We probably want to steal the dopest of shit, and then we need to, like, skedaddle and let the house just get destroyed. Everyone murdered.
True.
I think the everyone getting murdered thing is, like, 90% done at this point.
Oh, so we just gotta sneak out, is what you're telling me.
Once we steal the dopest shit.
Yeah, the dopest. And maybe we should probably get a handful of griffins?
Well, you guys don't know how to ride those.
I can figure it out.
I don't think that I can teach you.
Oh, you just know instinctively in your bones, and your dragon bones?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could have a montage, maybe.
Okay, I got time. Let's do this. Wait, the demons aren't dead. No, let's just steal and get out of here.
So is there, like, a treasure room or, like, someplace so we can go?
Yeah, you have, you know that there's, like, a, let's say, a vault.
All right.
Okay.
We go there.
We steal, like, a bunch of gold.
We steal, like, a lot of it. We take it. I mean, everyone's dead. There's no one to steal it from.
Right.
Before you guys leave the room.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So the Brazier of Worlds is still sitting on a pedestal.
We need that.
Yeah, we gotta bring that with us.
Oh, I thought somebody grabbed it.
Uh-oh.
So
I thought you had it.
I thought you, what? Bro!
Get all the way back to Finnegan. How did this happen?
So who's gonna grab it?
Who has the highest strength?
Probably.
It doesn't look like it's heavy.
Oh. It's just that it's dangerous? Is that what's happening?
Tom, can you grab it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll grab it.
Yeah, it seems like maybe you. I feel like that's poetic.
Okay, so when Tom touches it, orange light comes pouring out of it.
Orange light?
Pouring out of it.
Zordon?
Ranger.
And
we've made this joke a few times.
I love it.
It's good.
And you see in the light you see like a form starting to take shape. And you recognize the form as the face of Finnegan.
Oh,
it's Finnegan!
It's
my
like
man.
A telephone, a special portal telephone.
He goes, "Good work, my people." I don't remember if Finnegan had a voice or not.
I don't feel like he had.
Had like a gruff voice.
Yeah, I think you're doing it right. Thrifty, I think you're doing a good job.
It's another episode of Thrifty Did His Research.
good work, my adventurers. I see, Harper, good job with that device.
I did what you wanted me to do.
Oh,
so now hold up your end of the bargain.
Oh, that's where you got it from. I understand now.
I will be able to, you need to give me about an hour, but I'll be able to, from this end, convert the brazier so that you'll be able to travel through it to get back to our time.
Oh,
you'll,
good.
You'll still be in the ruins of House Vidalis, though, so you'll still need to make your way back here.
So it's time travel, but not, you know, teleportation, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, you'll be in the same place.
You know.
You can deal with that. Yeah, okay. You guys, that's fine.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
So, yeah, I assume there's still lots of demons there. Just try to hold down the fort.
It'll take an hour?
I'm just going to, like, hunker down.
For the next hour.
Guys, the treasure room is 25 minutes away. That gives us 10 minutes to loot the treasure.
How big is this place?
I have no idea. I have no idea. So I assume that we head towards this vault.
All right, bye. See you guys.
Bye, Finnegan. Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.
Peace out.
I love you.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about Finnegan. I got treasure to get.
He might be able to hear you.
Tom, be careful.
Did you just say you don't give a shit about me?
Finnegan, my man.
That thing is still in your head, you know.
That's correct.
We need it out. We gotta deal with that.
I'm okay. Everything's fine on my end. I don't know.
Harper, don't you care about us? And Eludra touches his arm.
Yeah, no, you guys are good.
Gross.
He just removed my hand from his arm.
I know you guys are great.
Gotta try.
I'm just here for mine. That's all. I don't want to talk about it.
Here for yours?
I don't want to talk about it.
I'll get you drunk later. We'll see.
All right. We got to protect the Brazier Wells.
Roz goes, Hopper, how did you know Fennekin? That's a new, what is that about?
How do you know Fennekin?
I think Roz specifically exists to ask all the questions that we're too dumb to ask.
Specifically me and Bachman, the ones that we're too dumb to ask.
Thrifty's like, I hope they ask this question. But just in case, here's Roz.
Well, I forgot, like...
She's just... Roz is naturally curious.
She's so curious. She's a curious little monkey. Yeah, Harper. What's up with that? Former lives?
Who hasn't heard of the mighty Fennekin? I mean, I just assumed that's... I thought that's who you guys were working... I don't know. Who was that guy? That was weird. Right?
Bro.
Right?
Bro. You're treading thin water.
Not ice.
Nope. It's ice. It's all melted. Because you're bullshit. Because your steaming pile of bullshit. It's already melted the
Harper,
ice.
You're not a great liar.
Nope. All right, fine. Are we doing this now? Okay, we can do this, sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, what else should we do? I mean, other than, like, stealing treasure. Maybe we should walk and talk.
Let's walk and talk.
Get some treasure. Get a little gold.
There's now 45 minutes left until we have to leave.
I may have deceived you when you thought I was a simple boatman.
Oh, you think?
No way. You and all your flashy lightning, just a simple boatman.
I know.
Who called it day one? Tom the Dragonborn. Hey, right here.
Tom, you were kind of right.
Fennekin. Let's just say he has one over on me, and I had to do what he said. And he said, make sure these fools collect these three items I seek, and by God damn it, I did it.
What kind of shit were you with Fennekin? I mean, like, we have things planned in our head, which, you know, wasn't really our fault. We were kind of just woke up that way. But you...
I don't trust it next to that brazier there. He still may be watching.
Oh, so he's like not a great guy, is what you're telling me?
Well, we're not by the brazier anymore, right?
You're walking and talking.
No, you're holding the brazier.
Oh.
Where do you put the... Do you put the brazier somewhere? What do you do with the brazier?
How big is the brazier?
Yeah.
It seems like yay.
What is a brazier?
It's about like... It's like a big bowl that's like 3 feet wide.
Is it warm?
What's a bag of holding that shit?
Yeah, put it in my bag.
Is it on fire?
Not now.
It's not on fire.
Not now.
All right, put it in the bag of holding.
Yeah, I'll throw it in my bag. It's all good.
Okay, it's in the bag of holding.
Fennekin is not... Oh, look at that sexy girl. Fennekin is not...
From inside the bag, you hear, you guys have 50 more minutes.
Thanks, Fennekin. Thanks, Finny.
All right, it's not safe to discuss this now. We have to do it later.
Okay, well, we're going to remember.
Just please try to trust me for a little bit longer.
Should we trust you? I'm a little afraid now.
Listen, I'm...
Kind of a liar.
I didn't lie.
Was it protect yourself?
Obfuscated, huh?
Was it to protect yourself?
Protect all of us.
Oh. All right. Protect all of us. Okay. All right, Harper.
I don't want to talk about it. Let's just get done. Let's get back to our time. And then we can discuss it.
Let's go get some gold.
Are we at the vault yet?
Gold.
Oh, guys, here's the vault.
Guys, let's look for the Arkenstone. Oh, no, a dragon's in here. Shit.
The vault is wide open and mostly empty.
What? These assholes.
Oh, mostly.
There's people, like, servants come running away as you get near. With, like, bags full of gold and stuff.
A thievery party.
Shall we kill them, or...
No!
Can I dragon breath the servants?
We're not evil!
As they're trying to run away?
We have to destroy House Vidalis so that they don't invade my home.
Pretty good on its own.
We're not evil. They're looting. They're looting.
Well, we have Tom.
No, we're not looting, because I have Tom Vidalis' memories, which means I'm pretty much Tom Vidalis, which means it's my shit.
That's true.
And they're stealing it.
You should scare them, because you look like him.
Intimidate
I'm going to scare them to death with dragon breath. You don't think they're going to be scared as they die?
Do an intimidate check against that one. Hey.
So what's happening? Are you killing these people? What is going on?
I don't think we should kill these innocents.
Killing them. Just scare them. Just intimidate.
I do want. Can I do an intimidate check to see if I can get them to drop
just
their
like,
drop?
Yes, thrash absolutely. Your tail around. Okay. And wave blood wrinkler in the
stop
air.
Stop rolling off the table.
Yell at the dice. Intimidate the dice. They know what's good for them.
I'm sorry. Let's see. What is my intimidate these days? It's pretty high. It's 17 plus 9. So, a lot.
At least 20,000.
The guy goes, and throws his bag up in the air and runs.
Yes. Nice. Sweet loot.
Yes. I use my magic hand. I don't have that.
Oh. You sad. Don't you have some, like, magical fire?
I have a bluff check.
I don't have, like, anything magic.
Can I bluff and say to one of the passing servants, the demons are attracted to gold! Drop that, fool!
Well, all the gold's dropped. You don't have to...
I did it. I helped.
It's a skill challenge.
You can totally...
I helped.
You guys are making your own skill challenge. It's really cute.
I'm helping.
We love them so much!
Jennifer, dungeoneer it.
Okay, so how much gold did we get from that?
Like a lot, right?
There is 3,000 gold in the vault, yes! And another 1,000 in the guy's bag that he just dropped.
Yes, write this.
Any items? Any sweet loot?
Yeah. What sweet?
Any
loot?
Any magical rings?
Are there any potions that coat your weapons for silver in case we fight lycanthropes?
You do see a rack that has. 6 healing potions.
We love healing potions.
That's my fav.
Throw it in the bag of holding.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
How much can the bag of holding hold?
300 pounds, right?
A lot.
Okay. So
it's like 1,000 pounds or something like that?
But you're telling me?
It's a lot. You're fine.
Carrying all of our stuff. I just want to point out that I carry got in there? Everything in the bag of holding.
Yeah, you do. Because you're the most trustworthy.
I'm very strong, and I'm not as much of an asshole as you two guys.
I'm not an asshole. I'm just noble bloods, and I'm a human. So you should probably give it to me.
Listen.
Racial dominance.
We trust the dwarf of the treasures, all right?
That's true. Dwarves.
I might never get back to you, but I will keep it. Forever.
How is that a good thing?
Oh, yeah.
I won't lose it.
Gimme.
No, okay.
Yeah, we kind of... I don't know what's inside the bag of holding. I know Tom drank all the health potions.
Yeah, they're gone. They're so gone, like, long ago.
I've got health potions in my inventory.
There it is.
All right. There are Tom's.
I've got, like, four health potions in my inventory.
Yeah, I think he bought new ones.
Yeah, for a long time. Actually, it might be five.
I was reading about what I wanted to buy once we get to a town again.
Yeah, I'm
also... I want to buy some bombs. I don't know.
I'm also researching...
Traps.
Stuff.
I mean, potions are kind of outdated because I'm such a dope healer these days.
Yeah, you don't even need that anymore. What with your singing abilities?
Fight
your
I think my other daily gives like a bunch of crap.
Dope.
But,
all right, so let's get the spoilers. Fudge out of here. Let's get the biscuits and fudge out of here.
All right. So have we spent enough time here? Is Finnegan ready for us now?
It's been an hour yet.
Let's just say, I mean, like, you know, we've been looking around, cataloging.
Is there other stuff? I mean, is there anything else you want to do in this distant faraway land?
The stables.
We gotta
stables.
See the griffins. We gotta see them.
By see the griffins, you mean bring myself a griffin back to the future.
Are there any pretty ladies?
They're probably dead.
I mean, just like in the vault?
You mean other than me? Aludra, the dwarf? Alluded to the busty dwarf?
I'm kind of in a human zone. And sometimes when I feel spicy or drow, but I mean, who doesn't?
How common of you?
Yeah, I mean, I speak Paler's Hope.
American?
Yeah. Usually, don't you speak common?
Everyone speaks common.
Well, I'm just saying you're boring.
Am I boring? Oh, I'm sorry that the gods gave this realm to humans to govern as you lesser creatures die off.
Ooh, well,
what?
I should have talked to those demons. I forgot that I can do that.
Before I killed them, I should have talked to them. Damn it. There might be one hanging around. You want to find one?
No, I want to find a griffin and I want to ride
it home.
All
right, let's go look at griffins.
We go to the stables.
Okay. You go to the stables and it's... They're on fire.
No!
All of them?
Griffins?
The stables are on fire.
Oh,
okay.
There's a bunch of shrieking griffins, like, flying out of the stables.
Do I recognize the call of any one griffin over any of the others? You know, maybe I grew up with a griffin and we have a
special griffin.
Does one of them have, like, really sad eyes and you feel like you have to go talk to him?
Where's my black beauty griffin is what I want to know.
This is your favorite griffin, whose name is Peter.
Peter!
That's low hanging fruit you got there.
I take that joke back. That was terrible and I'm ashamed.
Right back into your mouth.
I'm ashamed of that one.
Obviously, it's Stewie.
It's always it's Brian, R.I.P.
He's like, Stewie!
Just went. There are several griffins in the stables.
Let's take them. Bachman, now's your time.
Bachman?
And griffin saddles and all that junk.
Guys, we need these griffins.
Tack and harness.
Multiple saddles?
We need tack, harness. We need griffins.
I think it's fair to say that I grab the shiniest, most elaborate saddle and throw it on the sturdiest
like
griffin.
Things.
And I attempt to lead the other griffins out of the building.
I grab the most trustworthy saddle.
I just grab whatever one is closest to me.
It's like this crappy little saddle. It's like barely even.
I feel like dwarves would not like the concept of that.
Are we going to get emails from PETA because we're riding these griffins? I just want to know.
Oh.
Griffins are people too.
They're going to dump
griffins
blood
are people
us.
Too.
No, man, they want to be rude.
Do they?
Probably.
Well, we can ask them. Do they talk? I don't know, griffins. Do they talk?
If only someone could
guys,
talk to them.
Guys, I want to make another bad joke about Daisy riding a griffin.
Yay! Where's Bucky? Chucky, is he around?
Daisy, stop that.
Daisy.
Oh, no, oh,
a
Daisy.
Sex joke. I get it.
Yeah, a sex joke.
Daisy,
I love sex.
You have to do that behind the barn.
Daisy.
Not
my man, girl.
My yes. ass.
Daisy's dominant, though. So.
Look at the kitty.
The cat, behind you is adorable.
Okay. So, do we succeed in saving every last griffin?
Like 50 of them.
Yes.
Yay! There's
like a dozen.
This is the most
probably like a
episode.
Dozen griffins.
Yeah.
Are they? Okay, what do the griffins look like? Are they like, I don't know what a griffin looks like. Are they multicolored? Are they like My Little Ponies?
Isn't Buckbeak a griffin, guys?
He is. He's uh-huh. beautiful and majestic.
No, he's a hippogriff.
Or oh, he's a hippogriff.
But that's the same
They're
idea.
Very similar.
I mean,
They're
yeah,
very
griffins
similar.
Are eagles in the front, lion in the back, and all party.
That just sounds like a way to describe a mullet.
They're eagles in the front.
Eagles in the front and a party in the back.
No, yeah, the eagles in the front, talons and shit, and then lion
oh
in the back.
Oh my goodness.
They're sexy.
I thought they were lions in the front and eagles in the back.
That's wyverns.
Oh, wow. That is an excellent
well,
name
wyverns,
for
a Wyverns have scorpion tails.
And they have scorpion
okay,
tails.
Wait,
guys, tell me more about chimeras.
Chimeras have all sorts of shit.
What are manticores?
Manticores.
Also all sorts of shit.
They
okay, what about a cockatrice?
Cockatrice is giant chicken.
That's part chicken and part steak, right?
There's also one cockatrice in there.
And, don't look at it!
too bad I'm a griffin rider. I don't know what to do with a cockatrice.
Guys.
No, I can't. I would find a way to screw it up.
Cockatrice? How do you say that?
Cockatrice.
It's definitely part chicken and part like dragon.
Yeah, they're bad.
And it can turn you into stone by looking at you.
Yeah, man, they're
very
they're
dangerous.
Up.
I'm now looking up wyvern. Guys, I'm having the best time right now. Let's talk more about mythical beasts.
It's real good radio.
So a hippogriff is a horse in the back.
Oh.
As opposed to being a lion in the back.
Yeah, there's no hippopotamus there. Weird.
Oh, rude.
You guys are describing all of my previous girlfriends.
Oh.
Wow.
Tom! You are just so scandalous.
Damn. Horse in the back, but a tiger in the front.
We have to save what? These beautiful, majestic creatures. Hyperstrokes one of the griffins.
I picked the one. I picked. What colors are they? All right, this is what started this.
I want the most golden.
If there's a pink one, I want to ride it.
I don't think there's a pink
one. I'll quit the podcast.
Pink saddle.
Pink.
Why not?
There's definitely a pink saddle that you could grab.
I want it. Alluder's like kind of embarrassed about grabbing it though, but she does want it. She's like, oh, this is the only one I think that'll fit
man,
me.
Oh man, this is metal as hell.
Oh, can I fling Bucky up onto the under the griffin behind me? Is this a real fatherly moment?
Yes, absolutely.
A tear rolls down Alluder's face. It's so beautiful.
You guys are here.
Hey, it is 2 minutes. You guys gotta get ready.
Alright, guys, get ready! We should probably take the Brazier of Worlds out.
Alright, I got
and
it.
And I'll touch it.
I got it.
And we should touch the griffins, and someone should touch Roz. She's human.
Oh my god, everybody's just touching each other.
It's like a circle of love.
Yeah.
Practically.
Okay, so I pull out the brazier, I'm holding it, and everyone gathers around.
Oh, in real life, Jennifer is making a hand that a homeless person would say, like, do you have any spare change?
You've got any spare change.
Even though Michael said it was 3 feet long, she's like...
I'm really strong, I only need one hand.
That's a good point. All right.
Okay, so...
do a lot of curls.
So the... Harper, you notice that the device in your hand lights up... The device you used before.
Guys, it's lighting up.
And then again, the brazier erupts with orange light again.
Crackling.
So dope.
And,
Zordon.
And you see Fennekin again. He goes, all right, just jump in.
Just jump in right now?
Yeah, just jump in.
It's big enough to take the griffins, right?
With the
griffins.
We fly in. We fly. We push... All right, everybody, get through there.
Get
through there. Go, go.
Go, 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 go.
I'll take up the rear. I'm magical.
Are you slapping everyone's butts as they're going by?
Most, yeah. I actually slap you in the head.
The griffins,
that's where
too?
Butt region is.
Hey.
So who goes first?
Well.
I'll go first to scout things out.
Okay, are you just going by yourself? Are you holding anything? Are you having anything with you?
And I'm on a griffin.
Okay, so you've mounted up onto the griffin.
Well, that's what we were all doing.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, absolutely. We are mounting a willing creature.
They're cool with it. We're friends already.
Okay. The griffin nuzzles you a little bit, and then you guys jump into the orange stream.
Let's go, buddy!
And get sucked into the brazier.
Did she die?
She's gone.
Gone forever.
I'll take up the rear. Tom, you take...
Wait, who's gone?
Eludra.
Eludra. Sorry, sorry.
You take the rest and get out of here. I'll take up the rear, make sure no one's left behind.
Okay, so I bring... Me and Bucky, we go through... I tell Bucky to hold his. I tell Bucky to hold his hands up like a roller coaster. Then he falls off and dies.
Yay! Well, that was fun.
No, he doesn't. We go through.
Roz goes. Should I take Daisy through, or a griffin, or both, or what?
Yes.
Both. Clearly, both.
I mean, can't hear you, Tom. You're in another dimension.
Through the portal.
Escort Daisy and this griffin, but. Be sure to prioritize Daisy.
Okay, so they go through the portal. Right before Harper goes in, you hear somebody go, excuse me, sir, would you like me to come along with you?
Who are you? Are you, is that Apu?
Yeah, yes, sir. It is me, Apu.
Yes, Apu. Yes, yes.
You son of a bitch, drop on my back. Let's get done.
Are we going to the future?
We're going to the future, Apu.
Was he I don't
remember him being so, what's the word?
Dapper?
I thought he just said...
What's the word for talk good?
He's so eloquent.
Congenial.
Eloquent, that's it, eloquent. I don't remember him being so eloquent.
I'm pretty sure he was pretty eloquent before.
I thought he just said bonana.
He definitely said bonana a lot.
Like, felt like saying bonana.
He's like, you guys are dumb. You're beneath me.
Yeah.
All right, Abu, we can do this. Let's make sure the rest of... the griffins get through, and then let's jump in our own damn selves.
Wait, are we taking all the griffins?
You're taking all the griffins?
We can sell these for good...
No,
good...
you should leave some of the... Well,
in the past, they could die? Fuck.
No, they'll fly away.
A lot of them have already sort of wandered off and maybe flown away.
All right.
They're like... There's going to be like a thing in the history books where it's like, for a period of about 300 years, griffins were extinct, and then mysteriously showed up again. Really weird. Huh.
Also, you have to disregard what I said because I'm not there. I'm already through the brazier.
Yeah. All right. I try to corral.
There's like... You could probably get like two or three extras.
I do it. Do I have to do some sort of
roll a D4.
A D4?
To see how many griffins.
That's fucked up.
How many extra griffins you can get.
How about a D6?
How about a D20? I bring...
It's a D, but I'll give you a plus one on your roll.
Okay. I bring 15 griffins.
Aha! I rolled a 4. Look at it, Jennifer.
Son of a bitch.
I get five griffins.
Okay, so fucking 5 extra griffins.
Get in there! In the portal. I'm shooting fire. There's acid everywhere. Get this son of a bitch place needs to go to hell.
Oh my god.
We're going to have so many griffins.
We're going to make so much money selling griffins.
We're going to sell
them. All right, guys. We did good here.
What are the stats on these griffins?
So Harper jumps through the portal and gets sucked down in it. And,
but wait, how do we bring the brazier with us if we're jumping through it?
Well, the way I would understand it is that when the brazier creates a link between two points in space or time, it exists in both places.
That makes sense.
That's true.
So you can close it from either end.
Okay. Is this true?
And guys, that's where we're going to end it right there. You'll have to find out next time.
Guys, we're going to go back to the future.
Or maybe you're all dead.
Oh, shit. Maybe I will get to make that Warforged Warden like I was talking about.
So, wait, how many griffins total? Because we're all riding a griffin. Roz is riding a griffin. So there's 4 griffins plus...
So there's 9 griffins.
No, because Tim's riding a griffin and he brought 5, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So there's.
That's right. So there's. You have one.
There's 3.
7, 8, 9. 9.
No, yeah, there's. 7, 8, 9. Three of you guys each had a griffin.
Then Roz
plus
had one.
Plus one for Roz is 4. And then another 5 is 9.
Yeah, 9 griffins.
Can we fit all these on the boat?
Probably. We're going to have to sell them, like, immediately.
They can fly.
No, we got boat stables, right?
They can just fly.
Yeah.
Just
fly around.
They're going to get tired.
Nah. They take breaks.
Okay.
On the water. Well, or they'll drown.
They got floaties.
You guys, there's no way. You guys are going to kill all these griffins.
Why not?
We're not.
Just like your hamster and
But my grandma
died.
And that bird that said cock and balls a lot.
I don't even remember the hamster. Yeah. So I guess I didn't care about
Thrifty,
it very much.
Thrifty, we already let on that my griffin was special. What's his name?
I thought we already said it was Peter.
No,
it's not Peter. It's not fucking Peter. What is
well,
his name?
Look, it's Tia? Your property now, so you can
oh
name
my God.
Him whatever you
okay.
want.
Okay, I'll have a name for him next week.
Yeah.
The Twitch chat
next
broke,
week,
which makes me sad.
No, it's still working.
My name is Mike Fluffy Butt. Oh.
Weird.
So, guys, that's it. So, it's a little bit, it's not the super longest episode ever, but we're going to have some fun stuff for you next week. And we have some feedback to read now.
Oh, we do, but it's in my Gmail. Whoops.
God damn it, Jennifer.
www.gmail.com. We've got all your email. Let's have some fun.
Shouting Titan from the United States says, almost caught up. I'm almost all caught up on the main feed, and I'm so happy to have reached the point where the live streams are uploaded and I can see all your beautiful faces. Also, I seriously want to get in on live stream chats. Thank you.
Shouting Titan, he or she is here right now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my
Your
god, welcome.
You did it.
Welcome
this,
to the chat room.
On this griffin full night.
Yeah, Twitch is kind of breaking right now, so. Nonsensical Shenanigans from Australia says 6 stars worthy. This podcast deserves 6 stars because of all the amazing jokes and the amazing players. Aww. Sly! Oh wait, he's dead. 77777. Brain Surgery 101 from the United States says, Cat Ghosts love this podcast. Long time listener, first time commenter here. The ghost of my cat and I listen to this podcast every week, and boy do we love it. At least I assume she listens to it. She is a ghost, so it can't be 100% on it, but I say it's safe to assume. Sly Fur-ish.
Is that like the Doom Kitty from Girls with Slingshots? Somebody's going to get that joke. Someone's going to get it.
Good one.
Not really a joke, it's just a reference.
Joseph, my man, from the United States says, bruh, hatching Charmander has never been so easy. I ship Thumper now. You kids give me so much life every episode. I love every second. Sir Tibbs from the US says, levels me out. Almost. Rye whiskey. That's how I used to calm the shakes while sitting at my desk all day. Now your guttural roars of battle are practically the only voices I can hear. Time to cleanse Mastwick, Daisy. Dav353 from Australia says, Phil 21. I T-boned another vehicle when I laughed so hard with tears while listening to Tom and Blood Drinker. No, you hang up. Love Fest. Best negligent driving charge ever.
Guys, don't die. I'm worried about you all.
Probably.
I think it's like every week there's another car accident or almost car accident in our iTunes. I think maybe, hopefully, it's a running joke.
Exactly.
I hope so. Or you guys are really bad at driving. You need to take driving.
Yeah, you guys shouldn't stop it. Because
probably Botticelli from the United States says, I like it. Yeah, it's good. I like it a lot.
Thanks.
That's probably the nicest review we've got.
Thank you.
Like, yeah. You know what? I'd say it's
I like
nice.
It. I like that was good. I like how each week's iTunes reviews are just like an excuse to get Tim to say funny things.
It's true.
I appreciate that our listeners, because there's always a sliced flourish in there.
It is in there, like, all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's my brand's kind of moved on, but if that's what they want to do.
In a world where Tom Darkblade is super dead, one man will still say sly flourish.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
If you ask him.
Tim Lanning.
Tim Lanning.
Tim, my brand, Lanning.
Guys, Tim, my brand. It's my brand. I'm real particular about my brand.
Guys, can you stop? Because of my brand.
No, keep going. It's so good.
Come to my improv show. I know none of you live anywhere near me, but come anyway. Tell your friends.
Some people live all sorts of clubs. I mean, you never know. It's all about... It's all about...
Tim, did any of those people come to your show?
I mean, you never know. You gotta keep trying.
It's okay. I bet you're real good at improv.
I'm pretty good. I like to think that I good jokes.
I love you.
Thanks. I mean, I try.
I think, in a way, I've always loved you.
Wow. I mean, I guess I didn't really expect... This is...
Go on!
I mean...
I'm only just now realizing it, and it's really kind of weird.
I mean, you're just a disembodied voice that was making fun of me, but I guess that's sometimes how it starts, at least in middle school.
Do you think it'd be okay if we... touched our butts together?
I'm not really a butt toucher on the first date, but I mean, if you want to go like see a movie,
but butt to butt, that's all right.
Try it, you might like it.
I mean, I like
this summer.
I'll try anything once. I mean,
oh man, Mike Bachman and Tim Lanning in butt to butt.
I'll touch your butt. I mean, what are friends
guys,
for?
Guys, that was our Mike Bachman. I feel like that was your magnum opus, and you too, Tim. Good job. That made my life happier. I applaud.
So other than what just happened here, if you enjoy this and would like to see it happen maybe in real life, go to our forums, geeklyinc.com/forum, and there's a thread about GeeklyCon 2014.
Oh wow, GeeklyCon. That sounds fun as fudge.
A bunch of weirdos are going to get together in, was it June?
June, what's 19th?
19th through 22nd?
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah.
So you can come and hang out with people. Maybe me, definitely Tim and Jennifer.
Yeah, man.
And Mike Bachman.
Definitely me. I'm told
we're going to hang out and play games.
We're going to kiss.
We're going to drink.
We're going to touch butts.
Finally, I've been waiting for this day. Since like
this
5
June.
Minutes ago when you mentioned it.
In a word, so if you completely covered like in butts.
If you would like to see us touch butts.
I think we absolutely have to touch
but
butts.
But not
now.
Nude butts, clothed butts.
Well, yeah. We'll
nude
see
butts
how
later
that goes.
If you buy us enough drinks. No one wants to butt touch with me, though. It's
that's
just
true.
Mostly you and my Bachman.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
So, yeah. So go to the forums and you can find out about that. And hopefully I didn't sound quote-unquote awkward and embarrassed like I did last
you're
time.
You're doing so much better.
You are. You're doing so good.
So thank you for that. What other things do we have? You can go to geeklyinc.com/store and buy junk from us.
Wire.
We've got t-shirts and junk and other junk.
If you're listening on Twitch, just scroll. Go down. Just go down. Look at it right there.
Just go down. Just go ahead and click on that shit. If you want to join us for these live sessions that we do, we pretty much always are live at this point. I mean, I'm sure there'll be some times where we're not live in the future, but right now,
yeah, we've been on a
we're kind of on a roll.
My internet's been kind of crappy and Twitch has been weird, so the past couple have been strange, but here we are.
So the chat room is like bursting full of people, yeah, and they're all having a good old time. Yeah. So
right now they're yelling at us because Twitch broke, but
Twitch broke a little bit, but that's okay.
They're talking about, still like, talk to each other. Now? I don't even know. It's weird.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're all on Twitter quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You can tweet at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I am at Thrifty Nerd.
Yawning. At Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
And I guess that's going to do it for us this week, guys. Until next week, it's been dicey.
Super dicey.